Thank you and good afternoon. This morning, Eureka police were called to the 2300 block of 15th Street in response to a report of a juvenile male lying in the street, unresponsive, with suspected stab wounds. When officers arrived at the scene, they found the male juvenile and transported him to St. Joseph's Hospital. Life-saving efforts were unsuccessful as the victim succumbed to his injuries. The incident is now being investigated by the Eureka Police Department as a homicide. No further information is available at this time. This morning, personnel from the Fortuna Police Department and the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force arrested two people for outstanding felony warrants. Personnel received information regarding the whereabouts of 36-year-old Joseph Daniel Olivo. Olivo was parked in a sedan in the Strong Creeks Plaza when two officers approached Olivo's car. Olivo then fled in his vehicle northbound towards Highway 101, resulting in a vehicle pursuit. Officers pursued all the way to Singley Road and into a residential area. The pursuit ended when Olivo exited his car and surrendered to officers. Olivo was booked for his outstanding warrant. Moments after the pursuit ended, the Fortuna Police Department located 29-year-old Mario Nunez, who exited Olivo's car prior to the pursuit. Nunez was arrested for a felony warrant and possession of narcotics. Last night, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to shots being fired near the Bridgeville-Swains Flat area off of Highway 36. It was explained to sheriff's deputies that a male entered a residence uninvited and an argument ensued, resulting in the intruder shooting a female resident. The victim's boyfriend then returned fire, hitting the suspect. The suspect then fled the scene on foot, and he was later found suffering from a gunshot wound near the Outpost store in Swains Flat. The sheriff's office reports that the intruder and the woman knew each other. Both were transported to local hospitals for treatment of their wounds. No arrests were made, and a search warrant was served at the residence. The investigation into this incident is ongoing. An investigation into a Eureka High School student being shot with a BB gun by an unknown assailant turned out to be just horseplay, according to the high school principal. The student was by himself in the 1600 block of L Street Tuesday afternoon when he was shot in the chest with a BB gun. This resulted in the boy being transported to St. Joseph's Hospital at the precautionary urging of the boy's mother and Eureka police officers. The Eureka High School principal issued a statement today saying it was a result of horseplay among students at a private residence during lunch period, and all students involved in the incident have been properly disciplined. If you are looking forward to watching CNN tonight for the Cypress Grove Chevs episode of Somebody's Gotta Do It, then you have to wait a little while longer. Cypress Grove and Arcata held free giveaways of wheels of their famous Humboldt Fog cheese and merchandise in celebration of their episode that was supposed to air tonight. However, the episode has been postponed due to today's announcement of President Barack Obama's plan to improve the United States and Cuba relations. A new air date has not been set. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The investigation into the circumstances surrounding a deputy-involved shooting Monday night in McKinleyville continues as the County Critical Incident Response Team works at the scene of the shooting on Chapel Hill Road. Lieutenant Kevin Miller said,
"Our investigators and the countywide investigative team that comes in situations like this were out at the scene all day yesterday executing search warrants and interviewing those who were potential witnesses or witnesses to the incident and collecting evidence at the scene. Today, they are in the process of continuing with interviews and also analyzing the evidence collected at the scene and trying to put a picture together."
Miller said the deputy initiated the traffic stop after determining that the SUV was registered to Michael Barrett, who was wanted on a felony warrant. The driver refused to pull over and led the deputy on a pursuit alongside roads in McKinleyville in an attempt to lose the deputy. After the suspect vehicle crashed into two other vehicles, the deputy fired shots. The number of shots and whether he hit anyone in the vehicle is not being released at this time. Barrett fled the scene on foot, and an unattended woman was taken to the hospital for treatment of an undisclosed injury to her hand. The name of the deputy involved has not been released. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.